Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Well, hello everyone. How are you doing? Nora Watson Spirit here, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday, the last Tuesday of every month, and it's always the last Tuesday when we're getting ready for a new coming month, the gateway. So it's always great that we have the experience of what we all went through for the existing month, and then what we're going to be balancing and aligning and getting ready for the incoming month with a gateway or solstice or eclipse or whatever it will be. So tonight, I welcome you all to joining me with the Masters of Light and their messages. And always they give us a little bit of knowledge on what's happening out there and where we've been and where we're going. And that sort of enlightenment kind of keeps us in a feeling of alignment. And then, of course, they always end the show with about a 20-minute activation, and that is to prepare you for a gateway. So I'm just going to bring in the stillness so that I can gather all of you into my crystal hoop of oneness, which gathers in all of the grid systems and the meridians and sacred portals on the planet where you are calling from, and that we can be in a connective field of light consciousness so that as the master energies flow through me, they flow into this hoop of oneness that is a massive crystal line medicine wheel or hoop of oneness that overlaps and connects us all together in oneness. My journey is about bringing together a oneness consciousness. So they've delivered me some time ago a hoop of oneness, which is a crystal medicine wheel in the realms. So I'm going to just bring in that vibration of that massive crystalline medicine wheel in the realms. I'm going to anchor my feet into the light crystalline ley lines and the lake portal here where I live. That's where I anchor myself. You may anchor yourself in any sacred space that you have where you're sitting, and I will be anchoring into the portal here on the lake. And through stillness, we bring in the word of knowledge. And each word is delivered in a vibration of a language, a tone, and a chord. Nikabada yet shado dukudia da da diamba da gandu chudu. Nikanana. Yetudurumadana. The chord of the vibrational word. Is an energy of consciousness spoken in a language unknown. That taps into an awakened heart and a mind of awareness now that is residing within all consciousness on the planet. We have been awakened, and now it's time to connect and balance our new awareness within our minds into our physical bodies. Awakening our bodies to the knowing of how dense the formats and energies are each day, by continually recognizing the heaviness of low vibrations that have held our consciousness fields into an unknowing state. Now it is time to ride the new reality waves of freedom, out of fear and out of emotional wounded selves. Back in 2012 to 2014, most of us started to align to a new awakening deep within, of letting go of the old wounded selves and emotional baggage. And we did that through transmuting, transitioning, and transfiguring the conscious vibrational fields within our chakra body, within our minds, just connecting to one another and establishing that there's a clearing and a releasement. And that started in 2012. Then in 2017 and 2018, and even now in 2019, we have begun to really step into the awareness of these low and high energetic thought forms and feelings and emotions that we're holding within our hearts and minds of our bodies. So we have the awakening, and now we have the awareness. And part of the awareness now is really feeling that heaviness of how detached our bodies are to the higher self, to our higher spiritual soul being. And the new shift of listening from within of the higher source of feeling is how we are adapting to shifting our consciousness. The feeling of feeling not so good about a vibration or a thought form or an emotion, or a good feeling of aligning and connecting and knowing. And these current energies surrounding us has been allowing us to shift out of the 3D consciousness into a higher listening and releasing of all thought forms and energies within our bodies. So we've really moved a lot in the knowingness of activating and clearing and cleansing, and now adapting in this past 2 years. We also have the new messages and messengers that are delivering to many of the light workers, healers, teachers on the planet, and their information has been realigning us, restructuring our thinking patterns, and allowing us to focus more on what we are listening and attaching to in our own thought forms. So everyone has a different style, a different technique, a different dimension, a different species of mastery or knowledge or technique. And it's a collective consciousness that is enveloping the planet so that we can all become an elevated state of understanding how the mind is shifting and how the body is now having to catch up and become aligned and balanced. And the more predominant teachings that I have been receiving is to continually clear my outer fields of others' thought forms and attachments each day now. It can be exhausting adapting to this 5D new body of consciousness, because it's layers and layers and layers of old waveforms and habits and old hidden selves and wounded selves in layers of waveforms of consciousness that have to be peeled away so that you become a cleansed light chakra body inside by having that outer aura field and outer body energy continually swept clean. So it's truly about letting go and balancing your inner body grid system by this continually clearing and cleansing of the old 3D conscious waveforms that's sitting in patterns and attachments and emotional waveforms in your outer field. So, but when you connect to this 5D energy field of consciousness, you begin to feel lighter. You begin to have a light heart. You don't have the heaviness on your heart so much. And you have a feeling of love for your own self and for others. And you start to recognize that this love that starts moving within you is your own holy self. It's your original God light vibrations of the godly templates of light consciousness that are being unveiled to you. And for me, to see it in an ethereal surgery of layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of peeling to get down into the crystalline grid system of the originating membrane of a light soul being is rather fascinating. But then I was also shown a vision that Gaia is also returning to her crystal light grid system of light. And her own light essences of light codes of higher consciousness systems is beginning to connect into all of us so that all is becoming a harmonic vibration of love, light, and freedom. So we're all here together We're in the hoop of oneness right now, but we're also in a beautiful crystalline grid of consciousness, of the holiest of light essences, of light intelligences, and it's all blending and ascending and transmitting together. The true star planet of what she is peeling away her old ways, just as we're peeling away our own hidden selves and timelines and soul lifetimes of karma and trauma. She's peeling away, but she's receiving assistance from the dimensional ones and species, from the galactic, cosmic, and universal realms to bring her back into her originating ascension frequencies and back into alignment of a oneness consciousness. And so the consciousness of that light energy will no longer be trapped down in her elements and kingdoms, just as we have been suppressed and trapped into a dormancy of our own crystallite soul vibrations of oneness consciousness. And this is how we will all connect and communicate through these oneness threads of higher consciousness onto one another, into each other's grid systems, chakra body systems, meridians and acupuncture points, our sacred portals of chakras in our body, all weaving and dancing and integrating into Gaia's sacred portals so that we may all assist the planet and all consciousness on the planet in this ascension ride. All the releasing that Gaia is experiencing is building new layers of crystalline vibrations into all the meridians and ley lines, the oceans, the mountains, the deserts. And this allows us to reconnect to our own originating footprints and holographic imprints of our own sacred timelines. We those timelines and footprints and holographic memory fields of consciousness have been in locked down layers within the planet's grid systems. So that as she's peeling away the washing, the quakes, fires, all the shifts is opening up and revealing those sacred imprints and holographic vibrations of patterns. You cannot see them, but we are most definitely beginning to feel them. And so many of you are stepping into these timelines of recognition on telepathic communication levels when you're about to visit a sacred site or when you're in a meditative state and a recall of a timeline appears to be released as a karmic vibration. Yet in reality, it is an imprint of a holographic memory that is also reconnecting you, realigning you to that sacred portal of Gaia so that you're healing and you're healing her and her body as she is healing your body. And as we tear down the old programs and rebuild the new consciousness layers back into crystalline formats, all consciousness of all energies in all of our bodies, in all of our minds, in all of Gaia's kingdoms and elements begins lifting and shifting and balancing one another. And we begin breathing in these higher plasma and gamma waves of light, coated particles. And this awakens the codes of our light soul consciousness deep within us, back into oneness. Amanda Yachuro Bhattikadarushutu. No, yes, child, it is through grid systems of timelines, releasing and letting go. Dahara Jishutoro. No, and that opens the corridors of sacred portals and sacred realms of knowledge that will advance the human mind into the supra consciousness fields, and that the vibrations of the body will format into coherency of knowing, seeing, and becoming the supra consciousness of a crystallite soul being. Anshichiruno. It is time to focus on all that you are hearing, feeling, and receiving from your own higher mind of your soul consciousness, and allow these divine templates of your holiest light become one consciousness field once more within your entire body. The Chichitukuba, the other, you should know. As you think it, so it is. Ask and ye shall receive. This can be enhanced, enlightened, and well now ignited through the oneness consciousness. Ni inshidrogobanda of the originating holiest light template of your own sacred crystalline grid system, a membrane of your originating form, no longer in locked down dormant waveforms within the body. Your supraconscious mind will unveil to you a heightened ringing in the ears, a vibration of love into your heart, and the golden essence of a Christ consciousness that will house your chakra body into becoming one with the heartbeat, one with the mind, and all in a oneness vibration of a light being. This is when your cord of light consciousness will be connecting you back into reality, preparing for the 8-8 gateway is another vibration of a new vision of heightened frequencies that they also showered me with insightful visions and information of the linear lines of the 3D consciousness meeting up with the spheres of light in pyramid vibrations in holographic formations and ratios of light codes that I am going to be spending some time with these masters in creating an activation for the 8-8 gateway on this very quantum vibration of light ratios. The infinity symbol, the masculine and feminine of the 8-8 vibration, creating the flower of light in this one holographic format that they showed me, is going to reveal to those of you who are ascending and transcending how to tap into the higher super consciousness and stay elevated in longer formats of time. When the body and the mind are in the higher vibrations of this connective cord of light consciousness that they've showered me with, then the oneness consciousness field will begin to recreate, rebuild, and recode your inner body back into the crystallite soul. We are all ready to shift and become one as the ascension process continues on this planet, with all of us receiving messages and vibrations of light from all over the realms each month. And this high-pitched frequency that is shifting and transmitting and projecting energy waves around our outer fields is the dance of the oneness consciousness of these higher species and unknown, unseen ones from different dimensions that is all arriving. You see them in the clouds, those ships. You feel them in your energetic fields through listening. And you are tapping into them telepathically more than you know. And for some, you are teleporting in your soul journey states at night and bringing those grid systems into your aura, not just your ethereal bodies anymore. And I have been seeing this taking place, and I have been hearing the high-pitched whistling. I've heard the rattles shaking from the star elders, and those crystal seeds and the rattles that they are shaking are always saying, come home. Come home, child. Elevate your consciousness. Step into the mastery codes of light. No longer are you in dormant waveform of unknowingness. No longer are you lost in the wilderness. Simply connect and become one with your soul and its light codes. It is time for renewing, reviewing, and accepting and adapting. They should know. And this is the message that they asked me to deliver tonight. Yet you could bad da 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 mada yet to which she give you to know. And so we will bring forward a new sweeping and cleansing around the head. The back of the head, relaxing the shoulder blades as we begin to receive an infinite divine activation of grid systems of light codes to pour upon all the outer bodies, your fields of consciousness, waveforms that will dance around your outer fields and tap into your inner bodies. So so that your own crystal light soul of love will be housing your own heartbeat. So here we go. Get the feet nicely anchored. Relax your body even more with slow breathing in. Breathe in the higher vibration that is here. Your own essence of your own higher presence has created a column of light around you. Allow this column of light around you to begin reaching and reaching far above, way above your crown, and as far above as is deep below, so below, below your foot chakras. And as this column of light is expanding into the higher dimensions of grid systems above the crown and gathering all the nations and civilizations of your entire ancestry and timelines, it is also reaching below and expanding and anchoring you deeper and deeper into the soul below crystal kingdom, below the soul below, and so within, into the crystal heartbeat of this planet, star consciousness field.
The Diad Shadow Kuba B. Adadaya Toto Koman Shidanda.
Crystals of light paradigms and holograms of diamond frequencies arrive into each column of each of you, of your nation, your civilization, and dimension of grid systems. Beyond your column. The crystal diamond frequencies arrive into your column. Sparks of light are sweeping across and purifying crown chakras. Aura fields surrounding the chakra body systems are clearing. There is tingling on the back of the head. As we are diluting and sweeping away any lowering thought forms, collective thought forms, around the head. Falling away down the shoulders and back of the heart. Heaviness is falling away down the spinal column, more sweeping and cleansing. The heaviness across the shoulders, arms, ribs, pouring down, right down to the root chakra, through the body, through the foot chakras. Keep releasing while relaxing and letting go of any heaviness, of any dense formats, thought forms. Let it go through the foot chakras into Gaia. We are pulling more layers, child, away off the front of the heart, where there is heaviness of attachments and layers. We are whisking away attachments at the throat chakras of words that have been spoken in low vibrations. Nichirno. And all layers on the front of the heart are being peeled away as these masters of light and their particles of intelligences heal you and align you through the code of light, of stillness. The Yendo should know a new master appears with a vibrational cord of light upon the crown chakra. It seeps into the inner mind's eye, into the pineal crystals that are sparking crystals of light particles. As this cord of silver light essence is connecting you to the higher sources of mastery within your inner mind's eye, pineal crystals. Feel this connection within your inner mind's eye of its light vibration. And as you connect to these light vibrations, all is of peace. And this essence of who you are begins to spiral onto this cord of silver light essences. Up, up, up. You are spiraling up, up, and further up onto a crystalline platform where your master spirit guide and gatekeeper, angelic one, and master soul await your beautiful vibration of light. See the formation of your light particles. Golden essences surrounds your vibration of light. It embraces you. A divine light thread of consciousness within your light particle body becomes embraced by your soul being as it arrives in a stillness formation. this master soul essence. And its formation and its vibration is of peace. There are many master strands of light particles that are forming differing patterns and orbs floating by on this platform. They are orbs of mastery from many of your lifetimes and all of your ancestor abilities and all of your enhancements that your soul being holds within. This essence is radiantly connecting to your inner soul child. That inner soul child of who you are is more than ready to expand and receive more light within your heart each day now. These waveforms of light that you are receiving within your inner mind, within your heart, is activating your soul being into soul light essence of a light consciousness thread of who you are. Feel this essence of light pouring on this platform, pouring, transmitting into your heart. Feel the warmth, yet honor the knowing in the higher realms as you are connected to a light cord of communications beyond telepathic now. Is your own open heart and attuning mind of these higher life vibrations allows you to blend and synchronize, magnetize these master chords of consciousness within you now. Your own master's soul light vibrations will enhance your telepathic vibrations within your pineal crystals, within your heart. Remembering all your gifts that are pouring down on this cord of communications from your soul as more strands of light particles of intelligences seeps through your chakra body in patterns and numbers and symbols, all arriving in higher vibrations of light codes of consciousness floating within your ethereal body and bathing your aura body, waiting for you to incept more into your chakra body. Breathe in of the light codes. Align into the crystalline systems. Let's bathe your outer fields and transmitting from Gaia's crystalline grids through your foot chakras, through your palm chakras. Just receive and breathe in and hold. Expand your heart. Activate your inner mind's eye. And feel how light and connected your body is becoming.
You know,
it is Gaia's cords of threads, crystalline essences that is aligning you, balancing you, and holding you in sacredness of the holy consciousness within the foot chakras, heart chakra, and palm chakras. And multitudes of light cords, of light codes, that are bathing her meridians, ley lines, sacred portals, oceans and mountains, are all being tapped into of this new consciousness of light. Breathe it in, into your heart, and become one with it. In your inner mind's eye, visualize your soul light being standing in any sacred portal on this planet. See yourself standing there, receiving light cords of light codes up through your feet, into your hands, onto your crown. And as you breathe in, attune to the stillness. And become one with that vision. Embrace the master and its essence, who is now standing beside you at that sacred portal.
The Abba Deity Hitchiru into Dukumi Anjana Nakanayataya.
Shoya. Anchor your feet.
Nchuturno.
Anchor your heartbeat into the heartbeat.
The Kichida.
Of that master soul essence and its waveforms of consciousness around you. Into your heart, you are in oneness. Hold this essence of love and feel its essence within your heart. Your outer fields, your aura fields, are all restructuring, redesigning new patterns, new waveforms, your entire grid system, a matrix field of light, is physically upon you now. And all is transcending and moving in light formations around you. Breathe it in, opening up all the chakras through your entire spinal column to be of crystallite essence of this master soul, light. Dekabadichi Nukubadiyati Nandana Yeshonu. Just receive more of this light essence. Nikobahadi, raise your hands to feel the light in your outer fields. You're in oneness in your aura to your ethereal fields, to Gaia's fields. And you are connecting into Mother Earth, Gaia. As you allow the masters whom you have created and connected a crystalline grid pattern around you to form a ring of light around you. They are strands of light beings and particles standing around you in a hoop of oneness. The gentleness of these light particles moving around you are sowing in new grid light formations into your outer fields. And these formations of light essences, of these light codes of mastery, are pulling away any lowering energies and residue lingering in the body, in the outer field. Breathe out any lingering low vibrations, aches, or pains in the abdominal, emotional body, in the heart, in the back of the head, across the shoulders. Let it go. This new formatting of light crystalline energies, of these light particles in your outer field, is building more light particles of waveforms within your heart. Embracing you. Breathe in. Once more into your inner heart and feel the peace and divine bliss of your inner physical body now, aligning to these outer fields of beautiful light waveforms, oneness of light particles around the body, to so within the body. We are creating an infinity symbol child of harmonic pattern of oneness of infinities at all heart chakras, and is activating an inner outward pattern upon all hearts, a as they are breathing in and out of these crystalline light particles of their master's soul essence. Feet are anchored. Divinity is flowing in every breath that you take. The holiest light fuels the heart and mind as all are blending and breathing light essences of their soul light master consciousness. Is of peace, all is of love, as if within body is a matrix of light grids aligning within the chakras and all meridians to the body, to the auric grid, to the etheric grid, to the grid systems of Gaia, and all light forms of light particles will begin sowing into all matrix fields of this new crystalline grid system of consciousness arriving on this planet for ascension, is arriving in 2020. All is in perfection. As all are receiving on their in-breath and out-breath of knowing. An infinite vibration of love, of oneness, is returning. And an absolute vibration of oneness is now here and now been infused in preparations for the 8-8 gateway, the 8th day of the 8th month, soon arriving. We are gathering in hoops of oneness and housing telepathic connective fields with one another more than we know. And it is time to be aligned through awareness, through listening, and staying focused on all that you hear, see, and feel around you each day. Wiggle the toes a little bit. Place your hands in prayer form against the heart to be further anchored and grounded, to come on back into your body. And breathe that energy down through the heart. And if you're feeling anything heavy still on your shoulders or in the center of the back of the heart, then you just simply say, release now. Knowing that the spinal column is being cleared as the chakra body is being aligned into the higher fields through that light cord of your master soul essence. Very good. This is a very, very beautiful message tonight, and a very delicate alignment and acknowledging on how to breathe in and purify the outer field to the inner body, chakra body, and to communicate more often each day now. So I look forward to having you join me in the next week or so for the 88 Gateway. That'll be around 7 o'clock. It'll be here on the Blog Talk Radio. And they're saying we are not leaving. Okie dokie. They have one more message, I guess. Star Elder, Star Nation, Star Being. There is a template of a star frequency that is being placed in the hoop of oneness in this highest crystalline medicine wheel that I'm seeing right now. And they're placing a very large star, 8-pointed star. Thank you. It's a crystal 8-pointed star in the center of this hoop of oneness. And that is calibrating this pivotal points of diamond light frequencies into each and every one of your grid systems, so that all star elders, star nations, and civilizations will be aligning into this corridor and that you will be able to tap into. It is a corridor and passageway that moves you into the infinite realms on the 88 Gateway. And it is for the star seeds of the crystalline essence that has been formatted tonight, that this star, the vibrational code of an 8-pointed star frequency, has been placed into the grid systems of all matrix fields, of all who are listening and aligning and transcending into their master soul-like codes within their bodies, within their hearts, within their minds. I leave. And I just felt the weight of an essence move off my heart chakra. So that master was still in the meridians of my body and wanted to deliver that message of a star field, of a star essence. Beautiful. And that we will be working with most definitely with that master from an eighth dimension on the 88 Gateway. Beautiful, beautiful essence. You just give thanks and great gratitude into the multi-dimensions of matrix fields, of light codes, of light strands of consciousness, of infinite ones and masters of light beings, of the atomic masters and the electromagnetic fields that assisted in healing, clearing, releasing and cleansing all bodies, all hearts, and all minds tonight. We give great gratitude and thanks to the elements, the kingdoms, in those crystal temples and crystal kingdoms within the core heartbeat of Gaia, who are accessing our foot chakras and palm chakras daily to house us in a balancing cord of light while we are clearing, cleansing, and transmuting into one another of this oneness consciousness. So they're just showing me a clapping of hands that this session is complete. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just feel the beauty of the love coming from everyone in my heart and into the crystalline vibrational web that is circling in all columns around each person. And just like to thank for all those tuning in across the United States, across Europe, many from Australia and South Africa and India who've also tuned in tonight. And this gathering of Crystal Light Souls Conference that is being placed together in October 26th, 27th, you can tap into that information on a gathering of light beings.com. That's the website for that conference that I'm going to be doing in October. There'll be more on that throughout the fall months upcoming on that. And also the 12/12 gateway is going to be where the star elders and star gatekeepers will be waiting for me on Table Mountain. So any of you who wish to join me flying into Johannesburg for that 12/12 gateway, there is more information on my website on being in South Africa December 5th and into the 12/12/12. Unbelievable journey that will be. That will be on my website, iaminfiniteall.com. And so thank you for being here tonight. And keep on riding the waves. You're becoming excellent surfers already. God bless.